This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm from New Jersey. Nope, I'm a New Yorker, and I always have been my whole entire life, and it feels good. I don't know if I'll ever not be a New Yorker. And here's another New Yorker, our friend and neighbor, Butch Denner. Good morning, Butch.
Good morning, Brother Rick. How you doing today, man?
Everything's really fine. It's great when you're here, Butch. April is Organ Donation Month. What do you got to tell the people?
Well, you know, I've been coming to your studio for many years now. I'm 19 years post-liver transplant.
19, wow.
Yeah, it's a blessing. And I was on the list, withering away and dying for 8 years. And on your wall here, every year I see, help people, don't hurt people. Mm. And that always touches me, Rick, when I come here.
Well, thanks, Butch.
Because helping people is really what I like to do now. I was blessed with a liver transplant, a miracle transplant. My donor, Frankie Matera, God bless his memory, and his family saved my life when I was sick and dying. Mm. My wife remembers, she wasn't my wife until a month before my transplant. She was my girlfriend. And all the medical paperwork was so complicated, I thought it would be easier on her if she wasn't my proxy and if she was my wife, romantic that I am. Anyway, there was a lot of romance involved too, but we got married. And a month later, I got my transplant. And as they were wheeling me into the operating room, after withering away for 8 years, jeez, I said to her, I'll meet you at my locker after school. And she laughed. And then 15 and a half hours later, she told me they wheeled me out and I had color in my cheeks for the first time since she knew me. Mm. That's the miracle of life that Frankie gave me. And it's truly a miracle.
You carry him around with you.
I do. I actually do. I spoke to him in my head this morning on my way here.
Yeah.
It's 8,000 of our neighbors in New York are waiting for a transplant.
That's how long the list is?
Yeah, 8,000 New Yorkers, just in New York alone.
And how many of those will be satisfied?
Well, 350 people died in 2024 not getting a transplant. But since we're positive here at KZE, 3,600 were saved. There were 3,600
wow,
positive organ transplantations that save lives. And one organ donor can save 8 lives and can heal 75 more people through skin, eye, and tissue donation.
Now, how can you become an organ donor, Butch?
Well, the easiest way is when you go to the DMV. Everybody goes for motor vehicle stuff all the time. You can sign up right there. Donate Life New York State has partnered with all the motor vehicle departments throughout New York State, and they're very effective. Before that happened, New York was last on the list for organ donors, and now we're no longer last. We're 47th. Mm. And in Ulster County, for years, we had the late Nina Posciupak, God bless her memory, was our county clerk, and she was so proactive. And she was my dear friend, and we would talk all the time. We talked when I was sick on the list, and we talked after my miracle of life was given, and she was so positive, and she always looked at me as the face of organ donation. But if you go to the DMV in New Paltz, and now our county clerk, Taylor Brook, a young man full of history of Ulster County, a smart guy, picked by Nina when she knew that she was ill to be her successor. And this guy is great. And the whole DMV, they'll be wearing organ donation T-shirts. And Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, we'll be at the county office building at 10 o'clock in the morning with Taylor Brook, our acting, not for long, county clerk, and our county executive, Jen Metzger. And we will raise the flag of organ donation for Ulster County.
That's in Kingston.
Kingston on Fair Street at the county office building, 10 a.m. on Wednesday.
Mm, cool. And so besides signing the back of your license, and well, what are some other ways that being a donor helps people?
Well, you can go to Donate Life NYS. You can go to registerme.com and sign up.
Mm.
Those are the easiest ways. Everybody does everything online these days.
Yeah.
If you register to vote, the Board of Elections is now authorized to sign you up also.
Huh.
And my pet project now, I'm getting older. I just turned 75. And I want to see people save lives now. When you sign your organ donation, God forbid you pass away, that's when your organs are donated. And we all hope that people sign up. But it might be 10 or 20 or 30 or 40, God willing, years before you are a donor. If you want to save lives now and see the person whose life you saved, you can be a living donor. You can donate a lobe of your liver and be regenerated in the recipient. My friend Tara Salerno here in Kingston gave her sister Tiffany a lobe of her liver years ago. Now Tiffany's a nurse, healthy and well. Tara went back to work in 5 weeks, and there's no cost to the donor family at all. It's all taken care of by the system.
And the liver grows back.
It grows back immediately.
I'm touching that.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, it grows right back.
Yeah,
which is,
and you
kind
can donate
remarkable.
A kidney. Kidney donors are now doing things where if they're not a match for a friend of mine in New Paltz, her husband needs a kidney. She donated her kidney to the circle, kidney circle, which bumped her husband higher up on the transplant list.
Wow.
So there's many ways of saving lives, and I can't think of anything more incredible than looking into the face of the person whose life you saved.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. You're absolutely right. And also tell the folks about donating skin.
Yeah, when Natasha Richardson, that beautiful actress, passed away from her skiing accident, Liam Neeson made sure that her organ donor wishes were done, and she saved 12 lives, but also her skin and her tissue saves countless other lives. And I'm no scientist, I'm no medical person, I don't really know how it works, but I've spoken with people who've received those kinds of transplants and grafts, and it just gives you life.
Yeah, well, if you're a burn victim, that helps tremendously.
I just can't imagine the suffering of some people. I remember my suffering for 8 years. I was in the emergency room all the time. We were on first name basis with other patients there. And it's a scary, scary wait. You know, you're never sure you're going to get it. And in my case, we got the call one freezing cold Sunday to go to New York, to Mount Sinai, that my liver was there. Yay. And we got as far as the George Washington Bridge, and they called and said, no, it was damaged in transit.
Oh.
So after 8 years, I really thought that was my shot. My wife, of course, never gave up. She was so hopeful all the time, had so much faith.
Wow.
And a week later, I did get my transplant. But
well, it's a wonderful thing to have people that support you and great medical care and your will to help other people, Butch. That's an amazing thing.
Well, thank you. You know, the rock and roll world is a close world. The transplant world is a close world. I was with Phil Lesh, God bless his memory, the other night. His son, Graham, was playing up at Levon's Barn. And we were talking about organ donation. And look at all the years that Phil and his son had together to make music together at the end of Phil's life. What a blessing.
Yeah.
And the music still heals everybody. So...
does. Music is a healer. So think about donating an organ or two or all of them. And Butch, again, give a website that people can go to for Donate Life.
DonateLifeNYS.com, RegisterMe.com. Just Google Donate Life organ donation and they'll all come up. Go to your DMV and say hello to Taylor Brooke and Shauna Quimby and get your license renewed and sign up to be an organ donor or consider being a living donor. I have contacts at Westchester Medical who are in charge of talking with living donors and getting them through the process. You can contact me on Facebook. Everybody knows how to find people on Facebook. Get a hold of me, and I will hook you up with people if you want to be a living donor and save lives immediately. God bless if you do.
Thank you. Butch Denner, and be there Wednesday when the Donate Life flag gets raised at the county office buildings in Kingston. 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yes, sir.
All right. Thanks, Butch. All the best to you, and don't eat life. Thanks, Butch.
Thanks, Rick and WKZE. You guys are the best.
Thank you. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. It's 9:19. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Clayton.